This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You've been hearing the latest assessments of deaths in Nepal and beyond following Saturday's earthquake. Now, in the last hour, we reached Sanjay Dakkal, a reporter for the BBC's Nepali service, on a line from Kathmandu. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.
So on this third day into this disaster, Sanjay, are you seeing signs that aid is getting to some people in need?
There are lots of tents being put up in open spaces in Kathmandu city, and there are water tankers being ferried about. It is trickling, but it's surely not enough at all.
So water, you mentioned, is also a need, as I understand it, for shelter, for tents for people?
Yes, the government has appealed for international help even in this regard. They said that the need is for more tents, more drinking water, and heavy equipment that can be used to remove the debris. They are finding it difficult to carry on their rescue operations because they lack heavy equipment to remove the debris.
You're in the capital, but what are authorities doing to get access to distressed people in rural areas, in outlying areas?
The epicenter of this Saturday's quake was in a remote area in the district of Gorkha, the village called Barpak, and the officials don't have a very good idea about the scale of impact in that village as yet. Since there has been overwhelming damage in Kathmandu itself, most of the news come about Kathmandu only, and the news from the districts are just trickling.
Sanjay, what about your own family? How are you faring?
You know, for the second consecutive night yesterday, I spent my sleepless night outside my home. Lots of fear about aftershocks. We had a really big aftershock yesterday, too. Right now, we're managing with some jars of drinking water that we have stock in our own home. There's no electricity, actually, and the drinking water will be a very big problem in the coming days.
All right. Speaking from Kathmandu, Sanjay Dakkal files for the BBC's Nepali service. Mr. Dakkal, thank you.
Thank you so much, David.
Nepal is classified as a least developed country and had been trying to grow its economy to enter the ranks of developing country by the year 2022.